They all live hardly, dangerously, and violently. They are men of red and gusty passions, and they have, if not an actual contempt, at least a loud-voiced scorn of the law in its every phase and manifestation. Law ends with atmosphere, is the galaxy-wide creed of the clan, and it is a fact that no law save that of the ray gun is even yet really in force in the Badlands of the asteroid belts. Indeed, the meteor miners, as a matter of course, take their innate lawlessness with them into their revels in the crimson-lit resorts already referred to. In general, the nearby planetary police adopt a laissez-faire attitude, particularly since the asteroids are not within their jurisdictions, but are independent worlds, each with its own world government. If they kill a dozen or so of each other and of the bloodsuckers who batten upon them, what of it? If everybody in those hells could be killed at once, the universe would be that much better off. And if the Galactic Patrol is compelled, by some unusually outrageous performance, to intervene in the revelry, it comes in not as single policemen, but in platoons or in companies of armed, full-armored infantry going to war. Such, then, were those among whom Kinnison chose to cast his lot, in a new effort to get in touch with the Galactic Director of the Drug Ring. Chapter 11. Hijackers. Although Kinnison left Bronsica, abandoning that line of attack completely, thereby, it might be thought, forfeiting all the work he had theretofore done upon it, the patrol was not idle. Nor was Prelin Wembleson of Kominoki, the Bosconian regional director, neglected. Lensman after lensman came and went unobtrusively but grimly determined. There came Tellurians, Venerians, Monarchans, Borovans, lensmen of every human breed, any of whom might have been, as far as the minions of Boscone knew, the one foe whom they had such good cause to fear. Rigellian lensmen came also, and Posenians, and Ordovics, representatives, in fact, of almost every available race possessing any type or kind of extrasensory perception, came to test out their skill and cunning. Even Warsel of Valantia came, hurled for days his mighty mind against those screens, and departed. Whether or not business went on as usual, no one could say. But the patrol was certain of three things. First, that while the Bosconians might be destroying some of their records, they were moving none away by air, land, or tunnel. Second, that there was no doubt in any Zwilnik mind that the lensmen were there to stay until they won, in one way or another. And third, that Prelin's life was not a happy one.